Now, Kate, this is the one that many people knew was coming. Alan McNamara wants to know, is there actually any evidence for telepathy? We've all heard that and had that spooky feeling where people say they thought of the same thing at the same time. But is this just coincidence or is there actually anything in it?
Well, the literal answer, is there any evidence for telepathy, is yes. There's a literature going back to the late 1800s, some studies of which claim to have found some evidence for telepathy. The massive caveat on that is that if you consider this huge body of work as a whole, it's not compelling evidence for something as remarkable, as extraordinary as telepathy.
What about the whole, just the statistics of it, that if you do enough studies, then just by chance, a few are going to throw up an apparent association and you're going to say, oh, look, here's the evidence. And of course, there's this bias in people publishing positive results. So they're going to say, oh, look, I've got evidence for telepathy. And they'll publish that, whereas if they didn't find anything, they wouldn't publish it. So therefore, if you look in the literature, you're going to find more reports suggesting there's an effect than not.
Exactly. This is the main problem. So the threshold we use, at least in psychology, for whether an effect was found or not is whether, if you assume that the effect was not there, you would have got a result as extreme or more extreme than this less than 1 in 20 times. So are my data so surprising that I would only have found them 1 in 20 times if the effect wasn't there? But that means if there's no telepathy, if you run 20 telepathy testing studies, one of them will find an effect. And if you keep running them for hundreds of years, you will amass a very large number of studies that find positive evidence for telepathy. And the combined with the second factor, the file draw problem, we call it in science. If you find a boring result, if you fail to find something interesting like telepathy, you sort of have a tendency, with the best will in the world, to kind of stick it in your lower file drawer and not quite get around to writing it up, or the journals are not quite so interested in publishing it. So you end up with a very biased representation.
So have you looked at this literature? Is there any reason why it might be plausible, or is there any evidence for, or a mechanism put forward by people for how two brains that are not connected might be able to exchange information?
There's no mechanism within modern neuroscience that could account for it, no.
What about in physics, Jerry? Is there possibly a quantum entanglement possibility between two brains that could lead to a...
This, to be honest, sounds a great deal more like astrology than physics.
So that's a no from both of you.